Okay, Shavuot Tov, everyone. In a week, as we move on in Elozman, this week we got a double parsha, Parshas Nitzav and Vayelech. So we'll have two separate shirim for that. But okay, let's get started with the first parsha of the double parsha, Parshas Nitzav. Parshas Nitzav is a very, very short parsha, but yet it is pretty packed. Has 40 psukim, in less than 2 prakim, but it has a bunch of fundamental ideas, yesodos, regarding how a person is supposed to approach Yiddishkeit, and that's what I want to talk about today, some of these ideas. So let's get started. First idea appears in Perek Lamed, psukim Yud Aleph through Yud Aleph. And now, depending on if it's a double parsha, it would be found in Shlishi. But if it's just Nitzavim, if you read it by itself, it is found in Shishi. And okay, so the psukim say as follows. Yud Aleph says, "Ki hamitzvah zos asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo nifleis hi mimcha velo rechoka hi." So the pasuk says, "This commandment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding us today isn't far away from us, nor is it hidden from us." Yud beis lo b'shamayim hi lemor miyale lanu hashamayim v'kacha lanu v'yishme'enu osa v'na'asena. Right. It's not in Shemayim, because you can say, who's able to go up to Shemayim for us, that we can listen to, in order to do it. It's obviously not that far away. And Yud Gimel says velo me'avar le'yam hi le'mor mi'avar lano le'avar yam v'kachav yishmeyav o'sovin ha'asen. Again, nor is it in the sea, because then otherwise we would say, who's going to go out there, swim and hear it, and then come back. And Pasuk Yedal is the main Pasuk. Ki karuv eilecha davar ma'od b'fichol v'lovichol ha'asoso. Rather, no, this matter is very close to you. It's close to your mouth and close to your heart, and it's very, very easy to do. So the question is, what commandment are we talking about? What mitzvah are we talking about? What exactly are these psukim referring to? So the less popular pshat is the Ramban. Ramban Alatara says, we're talking about in Yoni Tshuva. Right. Obviously, this is the season of Tshuva. El, as we approach Yom Niran, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and we really got it. It's right around the corner. Less than 2 weeks from the Yom Adin. Some of us might not realize it. The past couple months have sort of just been some type of blur, but the calendar still goes, and we're rapidly approaching, and that's the Yisod in terms of it's just a sign. I don't want to speak about it as much now, but regarding tshuva, it's some people are reluctant to do tshuva, some people don't think it's super important, but rather no, it's very, very important, and it's very easy. It's right there before us. We can do it, and it brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through doing tshuva. What I want to speak about, though, is the main shot that I want to speak about is the approach of Rashi. Rashi says as follows: Yedal ki karov eilecha ki hator anosna lechem b'ksav bal peh. Rashi is saying that the psukim are referring to the actual Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. That sometimes we feel that that it's very far for us to get to close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah is this foreign concept that was given at Har Sinai to our ancestors. Rashi says no, based on these psukim, don't think it's far away. It's right here. It's on the face of the earth, and it's very, very possible to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu through Limud Torah Shebichsav and through Limud of Torah Shebal Peh. And meaning it's a kli, meaning through the Torah and the mitzvahs, that's how we're getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's further than that. It's not just a spiritual connection. It's not just that you feel spiritually connected in the heart. Rather, no, the body itself. The learning Torah and performing mitzvahs provides us also a physical connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and allows us to get closer and closer to him. And this idea that it's not just a Torah mitzvahs is not just a spiritual connection to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but rather a physical connection, to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have many, many different rayas for this. The Aseret HaDibros, we know it appears twice in the Torah, appears in Parshas Yisro and Parshas Eschanan. Right, we start off. Right, the first couple sound very spiritual. I know Hashem Mokecha. Right, I'm God. Don't worship other gods. But how the Aseret HaDibros finish? Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sin, Lo Sinav, Lo Signov, Lo Sanal Tchori Eichaker, and the Lo Sachmo. Those are actual physical things. So those are the physical do's, the physical don'ts. These are certain mitzvahs that are very, very practical. And within the Aseret HaDibros, you know, the holy thing, the Shlei Luchos HaBris, the tablets, still were able to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, even on a physical level, right? The Torah itself should be affecting our body even physically. It should not only spiritually and it shouldn't spiritually charge us up, and nor should it only intellectually stimulate us. Rather, physically, we should have some type of physical enhancement through Limud HaTorah and Kiyum HaMitzvos. And we find and even the Kuzari, it's brought down the Kuzari that he makes Ha'ara, and he says that the Torah really doesn't explicitly write about Olam Haba. In terms of you learn Torah, to get Olam Haba, whatever. Rather, he explains the Yesod is that the purpose of the Torah is for us to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where in Olam Hazeh. Right, these are, and he explains that again. These things start as spiritual things in ruch and matters of ruchnias, but the goal is that they eventually, the Torah, the mitzvahs eventually become a physical part of our entire of the makeup and the structure of every human being, every year. We find this also in Shas. This is a famous story, the Gemara Minachos and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. It's one of the more famous stories. Some people think, "Oh, Minachos Kodshim." This is foreign Masecht. It's very hard. We don't know these things. But the truth is, Minachos has certain sugyas about tefillin and tzitzit, which many people at a young age learn. So those Gemaras over there, and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis brings down a story of David HaMelech. He said, and the Gemara says that when David HaMelech went to the bathhouse, he started crying, and he said as follows. He said, "Oy li she'amod arum belo mitzvah." Right, when you go into the bathhouse, you take off all your clothes in order to bathe and relieve yourself, and he said, "I'm sort of naked. I'm sort of bare. I don't have any mitzvahs on me," meaning that he understood that again, that mitzvahs were a physical connection to not only the soul but the body. He's referring to it, right, when you go in there, when you have to take off his tefillin, his tzitzits, and there's no mezuzah by the Beis HaMerchatz. So it's those physical connections that he was lacking, which is why he bursted out into tears. But so what happened? So he realized also that no, he always has a physical connection to the Torah and mitzvahs. How? Because David HaMelech had a bris milah. So once he realized, oh, even though I'm not wearing the tzitzis right now when I'm in the bathhouse, and even though I'm not actively serving Kadosh Baruch Hu through, right, like we said, Torah tefillin or mezuzah, but still I have a milah. So that's a siman that I'm constantly being mekayim mitzvos, and the mitzvos are not just a side tangent. Rather, it's a physical makeup of my body. And at that point he had yeshiva das there. But again, the obvious question you can ask on this mice is that I don't understand. Don't we know certain halachos that it's just usher to think about dvarim shebekdusha in a bathhouse? And for sure, and obviously, kosher came to do these mitzvahs. So what exactly was David HaMelech upset about? Right? Obviously, you can't wear tefillin in a bathhouse. It's usher. So what? Meaning he was doing the right thing by taking off his tefillin and tzitzit. So what's pshat? So Rav Olbi's Atzal explains that when David HaMelech saw that his milah, he understood that the mitzvos were not just actions. The mitzvos are not just, they're not just 613 commandments and actions. Rather, what? They're an actual part of the body. They're literally an actual makeup of the person, that a person lives, breathes, eats, sleeps, drinks Torah and mitzvos. And this, I truly believe, is a very, very appropriate hashgafa in general, and particularly in the month of El. As the month of El, as we approach, again, we're trying to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, through the Torah and Mitzvot, again, that we get, not only just on a spiritual connection, but even on a physical connection, because again, as the Yom Nuram, approach, and the Shari Shemaim open up, this is the closest access we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the entire year. So it's very, very kedai to put ourselves in this mindset that we want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to do certain things. Again, we're not just doing actions. We're trying to physically make ourselves up of Torah mitzvot in order that our body should be physically close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So ad kan idea number one. Idea number two. Early in the parsha, right in the beginning, Perek Choftes, Pasuk Tes. Right, the pasuk says, "Atem nitzav mayom kuchem of neshem okechem rashechem shivtechem zeknechem shaltrechem kol ish yisra." Right, because we say it's the renewal of the bris of the agreement, the covenant. Right, the pasuk means, right, you're standing here today, all of you, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, who the heads of the shvatim, zekenim, the officers, and Klal Yisra. So Rashi notes actually in Perek, I'm sorry, in Pasuk Yud Beis, a couple of Pesukim after, where it says, Rashi notes that there's actually a connection to the beginning of Netzavim and the end of Kisavim. That, right, if you notice, Parshas Kisavim and Parshas Netzavim actually share Perek Choftes. The end of Kisavim is the beginning of Choftes, and Choftes goes into Parshas Netzavim. And last week we read about in the connection as follows. Last week we read in Parshas Kisavim that a good chunk of the parsha was about the klolos, was about all the intense curses and the punishments that if we don't do the right thing, certain bad things are going to happen to us. And Rashi notes that it's actually connected to the Atam itself, because it was a time in which they needed chizuk. So, meaning, as Rashi says as follows, at the end of Parshas Kisavim, at the end of the curses, it was like they said, "Horiku pneiv amru miyachol lamun be'elu." Bnei Yisrael, they were hopeless. They were in such distraught. They said, "Who, you know, if we don't do it's a lot of pressure. You know, if we end up becoming have to be subjected to these curses and these tragedies, how are we ever going to overcome this? How are we ever going to live?" So that's why, says Rashi, what's the pshat? The parsha Netzavim begins with chizik. Says Rashi, "Hiskel Moshe lefaisam, to appease them." Atam Netzav Mayom, you're standing here today, meaning that what? That you're still standing here today. That what? That no matter what's going to happen to the Jews, even in times of darkness, still the Yid and the Jews will always overcome, and the Jews will never cease to exist. To deepen this a little bit, we know. It's not a deepening. It's just that we've seen this through his. We've seen this year in year out throughout history. Rav Simcha Wasserman Zatzal explains. Rav Simcha Wasserman was the son of the great Rav Elchanan Wasserman, right? The famous Rav Shiva Baranovich, one of the closest talmidim of the Chofetz Chaim, right? He was the author of the Kovit Shiurim, Kovit Spiurim, Kovit Ta'aris, Kovit Mamorim. And he unfortunately was killed in Holocaust. And his son, I think, who survived the war, he explains that the truth is we are a nation of suffering. We suffer a lot. We have a lot of tragedies, right? From years, hundreds and thousands of years ago of exile, to again 80 years ago the Holocaust, to day in and day out. Unfortunately, there are certain terrorist attacks, anti-Semitic terror attacks. Right now, we're going through a world pandemic. And it's not so simple. You know, and we always cry, right? It's not just this Rashi. Every time we suffer, we cry out. Mi yuchal lamabo, as Rashi says the Simcha Wasserman. Who's able to overcome this? How are we going to be able to overcome this? How are we able to move on? But he explains Noah as follows: these tragedies and these sufferings are again part of the renewal of the covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising us, that we're still standing here today, and that we're always standing, we are standing, and we always will be standing. This, okay, why? Because again, we are the Am HaNivchar, we are the chosen ones. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, and he had an agreement with us that again, that within, the truth is, within every curse there is really something deeper. There's some type of hidden bracha. The hidden bracha is that even though yes, we're suffering now, but it's very, very short term. Kodesh Baruch Hu has his own cheshbonos, but ultimately, we're going to be the nation that thrives and overcomes things. So anytime, you know, I always like to tell people, anytime people are suffering and they're going through a hard time, I always tell them, just remember, you're part of the Am HaNivchar. So no matter how bad it is, you're gonna overcome it. You're gonna get over it, because that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu promised. And I'm not even being like a makubal and promising things. It's just that we've just seen it throughout history that we've suffered a lot, but we've overcame a lot, and we've been triumphant in many cases and circumstances, and that's the yesod of the beginning of the Sabbath, to give chizik to the previous parsha Kisavos, saying that yes, there might be trials and tribulations, but don't worry, we will overcome it, and we will always be a strong nation. So I'd kind of idea number two. Idea number three, and with this we'll finish. The end of the parsha itself says all the way in Perek Lamed Pasuk Yutes. Right, so this is at the end where we say that right that he calls out to the Shemaim and the earth today to bear witness against you. That again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was placed before us life and death, brachos and klolos, chayim mavis, blessings and curses, and what? Uvacharta v'chayim leman tiyata v'zarecha. And we're being told that we should choose life over death. Why? We should choose life over death for you yourself and for your offsprings and for your children. So we notice here again in the yesod of uvacharta v'chayim, choosing life. We notice that the Torah makes a strong emphasis again when you choose life. Again, it's not only for you; you're also choosing life for generations and your offsprings and your descendants. And Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal deepens on this with a beautiful yesod. He says as follows. He says that we have to understand that life is Torah and Torah is life. We know this. We say this every night at Ma'ariv. Kihim chayinu aruch yameinu uvahem negeim avalayla. For this is our life, and these are the lengths of our days, referring to the Torah. We say after a person gets an aliyah, shuna salano Torah sames v'chayolam the tabasuchin. Right, Torah sames is Torah shavuksav v'chayolam the tabasuchinu is Torah. That we're living. The Torah itself is our life. It's our lives. So, and he explains that there's a chiyuv to choose life, but again, how? He explains that again, when a person chooses life, and the way, it's not only, you know, if a person does it, it's how he does it, the way he chooses life, because he's choosing life for his kids, meaning as follows: the way a person approaches these things will be setting an example for his children. And he says that there's a chiv, and uvachart v'chaim is again to choose life, to be mekayim the mitzvahs and learn Torah b'simcha and b'shlemas halev, you know, wholeheartedly. You have to be all in, and not, you know, as if it's like, you know, doing the mitzvahs and Torah is some type of like burden and it's difficult for you. Rather, you need to have that positive attitude. Why? Because that will ultimately lead to setting a proper example for your close relatives and building, you know, in order for them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be mekayim the mitzvahs, you know, wholeheartedly as opposed to half hearted. So these were the three ideas which we spoke about, again, as we're in Elul, and we're trying to, Yesodas again here, we're trying to make close connections, right? Again, we're trying to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we spoke about in the first idea, that it's much easier than we think. Sometimes we think, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on a different level, but we have the Torah and the mitzvahs as proper resources to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's very doable. And then the second idea we spoke about, again, the Hischadshus, the renewal of the covenant, of the covenant, that in Achinami we might go through, we might suffer, but still we'll always overcome it, because we are strongly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the strong agreement of Atem Nitzav. You're still standing here today. And the third idea is, again, choosing life with Chayat Rechaim, setting a proper example of how to learn Torah and how to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, and in order that you'll make that connection with your offspring, and in order that the chain of descendants also stay connected, in order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Yashar Koach, everyone, and have a wonderful day.